Nobody really want fuego. Masayo will bring fire down worse than Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of meso. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Masayo ain't playing no wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or barely the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinidad Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sins so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super dead. Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey,
from the one that's super dead.
Fuego.
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 Brother, you don't want that fuego.
You don't want that fuego.
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 Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. I am Captain Yashua.
Shabbat shalom, Captain Apart.
Hey, shalom. Happy Sabbath, Officer Amariah.
Sergeant Gamaliel, happy shalom.
Happy shalom.
There we go. That's a new one.
Happy shalom.
Happy shalom. Happy Shabbat.
He's a little rusty. He's a little rusty.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute. You know, give me my...
Is that he's growing that silly hairstyle back. I hope it don't get any longer than that.
No, I think it is. He's sneaking it in.
He's sneaking it in. He wants to look like Good Burger.
He's avoiding counsel.
He's avoiding counsel.
All right. Happy Sabbath. Most High and Christ
bless. Most High and Christ bless everybody. Hey.
5 seconds on the show. All right.
Well, bro, you opened it up with a happy shalom.
So. Happy shalom. Happy Shabbat shalom. Okay.
He did say happy shalom, right?
Yeah,
it was happy shalom.
Yeah, he was strong and wrong, though. He was strong and wrong.
It's all right. Let's You asked how the sound bites are working.
There it is.
Oh, you didn't know you wanted a comedy album?
Turn things off.
Oh, man. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat.
Shabbat.
Well, people are going to wonder why we're doing that. They just think we're silly, so now we got to tell the story. Yeah. There was a brother to remain unnamed. He was technologically challenged. From the tribe of Ephraim.
How we started.
He was for several months, he was running around.
It was a long time.
He would message you and just say Shabbat.
Yeah, several months when nobody helped that.
Hey, verbally as well. Hey, hey, how you doing? Shalom, Shabbat, Shabbat. And,
I know here in my ear, left ear.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it went off too. Everybody's always touching his stuff.
That's because you're talking about it.
Exactly.
I don't have any money here.
So this brother's remaining unnamed. Was running around verbally telling people Shabbat. And I got way where I'm gonna have to look it up. Show me.
Are you fasting every day, 365 days a year?
Oh gosh!
Why are you so heavy?
I thought this was the Lost History Show. What are we doing comedy here?
What's going on here?
Every time I come on the show, I'm trying to tell you. It's your spirit in that silly hairstyle. Oh man. Hey. Anyway. So. All praises to the Most High. We're here to do the show. You did the show last Sabbath, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, because you weren't able to be in the wilderness for Gazy. Okay, so when you spoke about Jews and Gentiles?
Yes.
Okay, that's good, man. That's a good topic.
It's a good topic, very good topic.
Yeah, man. I was almost going to get into it with the Jehovah Witness that came knocking on my door yesterday.
Well, I wanted to go into something just strictly scriptural because you do a great job at bringing relevance to today's news to the thing. So I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do that justice.
Let me just do something.
What do you want, bro?
What do you want? Want the day off?
Want to put in now for Hanukkah?
Put in your bid. All right.
I'm just saying.
That's between you and Massa, bro. You got no control over that.
I just want a letter of recommendation. That's all.
Well, you need a beard letter or something, bro? I mean, what do you need? Sabbath letter?
Speaking of which, it's making a comeback.
All praises. So that's good. Hey, sometimes we'll do that. I mean, we're not always going to talk about the news. Today we will talk about the news. We're going to talk about a couple things going on. I know part of it is rearing to go because Whenever he talks about, he was like, yeah, you know, and I saw two articles on this and I saw three on that. I know he's
Nah, I'm just bringing out stuff because, you know, this is ad lib kind of thing, right? Well, like, most of the time, we don't really prepare because we watch stuff during the week.
Thank you for letting everybody know, as leaders in Israel, where I'm prepared.
No, I'm not saying what I'm prepared.
That's exactly what you just said.
No, that we don't really prepare with a hardcore topic per se. You know, we kind of go because, I guess, things change, right? We may get an article at the last minute.
Yeah, I kind of go with the spirit, guys. You know, and I at least appreciate you bringing stuff up because a lot of times I got to ask you guys, like, where we're going. You know, I'm wondering if these connections aren't in good.
I'm wondering if they're messing with the headphones.
Because
it feels like, remember back in the days when you had a Walkman? And the headphone didn't work, so you would have to be on the train holding it like this.
Well, it's the Spanish show on Sundays. They don't take care of the equipment.
They're probably stepping all over there in Northern Kingdom.
Rather than calling it Aparium's rant, I got a new one because it's an A, right?
Yeah.
Aparium's Arsenal, and he goes in for like 5 minutes.
Nah.
Bro, yeah.
That's not awesome.
Bro, you bring out the Arsenal. And then when you're done, the bomb drops. Boom.
Yeah, this has become the comedy hour, man.
There it is.
Well, at least we're all in good spirits. That's good.
Hey, listen, I had a great Tabernacles.
So did I.
IUIC Oklahoma did their thing. I got to give them the shout out.
Oh, I was concerned with that.
I know. IUIC Oklahoma did their thing. The new IUIC Oklahoma.
Okay.
You know, because I ain't going to let... I told him, I said, I'll do my best to bring up what you did to us less. I said, and I'll just refer to you guys from this point forward as the new IUIC Oklahoma. They did their thing, man. They did their thing. And I'm not even talking about, like, you know, to the extent that they took care of me. You know, I'm not really big on, you know, any type of catering to me and stuff like that. But, you know, these brothers were definitely in the spirit. Listen, I tell you it all the time, man. And, you know, IUIC Phoenix, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. But I get more love, like, when I travel than I do in my own camp. And I'm talking about gifts and stuff. It's just like, you know, the people I would teach would just apply the scriptures that I teach them. I'd be content.
Works both ways, Captain. You come in like, hey, yeah. Yeah, shalom.
He said it on me. The whole head is sick. I mean,
oh my gosh! Everybody's in funny mood today. Just waiting for him to say some stuff, but I think he's
no. He don't have to say it. Just
no. He doesn't want shots. He doesn't want shots.
He's a good brother.
Oh,
I love,
man.
That's why.
Hey, let's get into the show. Call in number 516-531-9797. 516-531-9797. Questions, comments, you know, if we're talking about something and you want to jump in and, you know, have something that you want to bring out or just even comment on, that's go ahead and do so. Also, you can catch us on Facebook at The Lost 144K on the Facebook stream. Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/IUIC Phoenix. If you want to get more knowledge, understanding, resources to help you in this walk, you can go to IsraelUnite.org. And if you're looking for Israelite apparel, music, essential tools, Bible study tools, what have you, you can go to originalroyalty.com. So I titled the show, The Affliction of Our People, The Times We Live In. There's a couple things I want to talk about. And I'm surprised that he didn't want to, even last night when I brought it up, he was kind of like, what do you want to say about that? I want to talk about this caravan of Hondurans that are coming out of Honduras, because it's a big deal. It's like almost 4,000 people that are migrating together. Mm-hmm. And like everybody's like thinking about it. Apparently Honduras, they're saying, is one of the worst. So I thought Venezuela was bad, but Honduras got some craziness going on too. And you don't really hear about it.
Venezuela's bad. Like,
yeah. Venezuela's really
jacked up.
But Honduras, they're saying it's like it's more. Venezuela's more like what's going on with the government, and Honduras has a lot with. I think they're just having a problem policing what's going on over there, and their economy is really bad too.
That's all part of the curses, man.
Right. So you know, we'll talk about that, but you know, let's start with the local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And by local, I mean what was it, Brooklyn?
Domestic.
Was it Brooklyn?
Yeah, Brooklyn. It was Brooklyn.
It was Brooklyn.
It was definitely Brooklyn, yeah.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
All right. So there was a little media frenzy, right? and Shades of Emmett Till, right? Kind of going on.
Yeah, big time, man. Big time.
Yeah, do you have an article that you want to share with me? You said you had some. I didn't see any that was sent to me, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's articles, and again, you know,
because it's good to reference, and not, you know, we can't assume that everybody knows what's going on. So.
Well, that's why I know Deke and Ace went on this heavy yesterday, but I mean, again, we cannot assume, and everybody doesn't watch, you know, his the Friday Night Raw as well. But
okay, wait,
maybe you
I
could look it up.
Had...
You'll be quicker. You type faster.
Okay, here we go. 9-year-old black boy is wrongly accused of grabbing white woman's backside. He says, "I don't forgive her." Good, young man. Good.
Good. Good. And you know what's good about that? Because too many of our people, they go ahead and they're easy. Oh, well, Esau says sorry. Okay, you're an idiot.
Bygones.
Okay? No, it doesn't work that way because they don't feel that way. Hey, I guarantee you that if it would have been the other way around, this Edomite even said she was a cop. Impersonating a police officer is a felony.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do nothing to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's caught on camera saying it with witnesses. I know I'm jumping around, man, but that if it was the other way around, okay, right now, if it was a Judas sister, she'll be locked up right now.
Yeah, it'll be lynch mob on her.
She'll be locked up.
Mm-hmm. No, or if the, you know, my wife's been like extra in the spirit lately. She was telling me we're talking about it. I said, she's like, "What are you gonna talk about on the show?" I said, "I think we're gonna talk about the young man that got accused, wrongfully accused."
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she was like, "Man," she was like, "Yo," she brought out a real good point. She said, "You know why I know shit went down?" She was cursing and everything. She don't really be cursing. She said, "Because our people are freaking scared of the white man." She goes, "If I was the mother and they accusing my kid like that," she goes, "Yo, rough her up a little bit and shit, and then call the cops." She said, "I would have freaking threw down on her."
Dang.
Knowing that's, yo, and I'm like, but my wife's not a fighter, like, by any measure, yeah. But she was vexed by it. Like, even her spirit was real vexed by it. And she said, you know, the reason that that woman was so calm about it is because we're fearful of Esau.
Listen.
And that's part of the curses, too.
Cap, you're 100% correct.
It says we'll be smitten before them.
Yep. Smitten before them, okay? They will be up above us, okay? Right. The thing is this, the mere fact that they move into our neighborhoods shows that they're comfortable.
Yeah.
And nobody messes with them. Nobody messes with them. Okay? Gentrification at its best, especially in that area there. But that's scriptural. That's scriptural. Can I bring out a script, Cap?
Go ahead.
Give me Daniel 2:43. It's prophecy. That was going to happen. Because here in America, specifically, predominantly in New York City, okay, they call it the Great Melting Pot. They call America the Great Melting Pot. All these nations, okay, come here and they're trying to mix with us. They capitalize off us. That's why they put stores in our neighborhoods. That's why predominantly in all our neighborhoods, it's heathen-owned stores. And you see the result of that. Hey, I saw a video. There's a Moabite who is the biblical name for the Chinese barbershop in the hood.
Yeah.
And guess who was sitting in one of the chairs?
Jake.
Old Jake. And the brother asked him, okay, and you okay with giving them your money? He goes, mm-hmm. You see this nonsense? That's the prophecy of the couch like a lion.
Yeah.
Okay? This is a man that he was a young man more than likely, but he was from the civil rights era.
Mm-hmm.
And he's okay giving these heathen. And they're just there doing it. The hell they know about fades and cutting? I never seen nothing like that, man.
See, not every cutting, yeah.
Who set this up?
The camera, mm-hmm. Here he goes. Officers of case.
Yeah, it's on IRC Arizona, not the native page. So, y'all continue.
Okay, so it's outlandish, man. This thing is absolutely ridiculous. So, let's read this. Okay, because this prophecy in the last days, okay, all these things were going to happen.
This is the book of Daniel, chapter 2, and verse 43. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay.
Iron mixed with miry clay is regarding, okay, here in Babylon the Great, okay, the last ruling empire, okay, which is America, all right, before Christ returns. All right, go ahead.
They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men.
They're going to mingle themselves with the seed of men. Go ahead.
But they shall not cleave one to another.
But we're not going to. At the end of the day, just because they're living in your neighborhood don't mean they like you. Doesn't mean they like you. Guess what? They like cheap rent. And they're willing, because nature of cavemanish, to live okay, below their standards. And I'm not saying that we're there because of the curses, okay? But they'll move in there and take advantage of our depression,
mm-hmm.
okay, of our curses, all right? Because it happened throughout history. When we were trying to build, when me and Mike was building a wall, they tried to come and help. They wanted to cleave onto us. You don't just come from where you live in just to come help. No, that means they wanted to stay there.
Yep.
With us.
Hey, you also see that with these videos popping up, because I know brothers be getting all excited. You see Edomites popping up on videos talking about, yes, with their head covered, talking about, we understand, we acknowledge y'all the Israelites, and, we just want a good place in the kingdom, so we want to give you your respect now. And it's always women. Yeah, because that's what I just said. We were on the wrong feed. All
right, so what am I on now?
You should go to Native.
It didn't pop up. Hold on.
Yeah, it's here now. Native American and Indigenous.
Okay. We can keep talking. I can't find that. I got to find it.
Go ahead. I'm over here sharing.
Go ahead.
Stuff.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Just read that verse again.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Say it later.
Reading from the top, verse 43.
This is the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 43. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay.
So the prophecy here in Daniel would be that these nations would come amongst us and mix with us, but they wouldn't. But they, just because, like Evan just said, just because they're amongst us doesn't mean that they're of us, right? That what Captain said was a real heavy, heavy point, that they're just benefiting off our depression. They can come into our communities and our neighborhood to get cheap rent, all these things. And because our people don't have any kind of image or self value for ourselves,
we lack vision. That's why Esau could come in, right? Because we had a stronghold on these neighborhoods, right? And I'm speaking, this is happening all over the country, actually all over the world. But when you think about New York a lot, I could speak very intimately about the Bronx and the South Bronx, where my brother and I grew up. And, bro, it was run down, abandoned buildings and everything. And they're coming in now, man, and they're buying these structures that our people couldn't see the vision and the potential to come together to do something. And for cheap, they are rebuilding these neighborhoods and moving themselves in. And guess what happens? They start to price us out.
Cat, those buildings in Harlem, the brownstones, they were selling them for a dollar. All you had to do was repair them.
So about the ones in the South Bronx, down by where Wella used to live.
And now go to Harlem now and see the again. We always say, right? Whenever there's a Starbucks there,
you know what's coming next. They're calling the South Bronx Sobro.
Yep,
yeah.
Sobro.
Yeah, just like you have South of Houston, Soho. Yes, they're trying to make it the new.
Wow.
Bro, they bought the Fulton Fish Market up to Hunts Point. Hunts Point's still holding on, though, because it's so gutter. But they're trying to revitalize Hunts Point, because that's all waterfront property.
All right.
Trump said it. Before he was president, he said he does not understand why they built New York the way they did, with all the waterfront around. They got warehouses and highways on there.
Yeah. Yo, Hunts Point's like all warehouse highways and stuff like that. And they're seeing the potential, and they're trying to revitalize it. Bro, that's waterfront property is like a big deal. People like to be over there by the ocean, man. So they're trying to bring that whole thing up. And they come in there, like you're saying, we lack vision. We lack the ability to see things and be able to accomplish things together. Or when we do try, right, the Negro spirit pops up on us, and we sabotage the whole thing. But because I'm not saying that Esau don't get covetous even amongst themselves. But they realize the greater good,
mm-hmm.
and if they're gonna do something malicious, they'll wait till the right opportunity to do it. We got the whole thing. Let the whole thing burn. Then if I can't get my peace, then we all gonna suffer.
Right.
But what I'm talking about is you have these corporate espionage and all this stuff like that. But like Esau, they go into these deals with each other, and if they don't like what's going on, they won't sabotage the whole thing because they realize the greater potential of what's there. They have a vision for something.
Right. The word vision is heavy because, like you said, our people, because they lack it, they're a me right now type people, right? So Esau will say, okay, you know what? Maybe I won't benefit off this. Maybe even my kids won't benefit off this, but at least my grandkids.
They think ahead. You're right. It's and Cap, you know this because we were a lot in the building of wealth many, many years ago. We started, and one of the people, one of the gentlemen that actually taught us. Started teaching us about wealth and how to accumulate and what wealth really is. That's one of the things he always said. And he would quote And it was a Judah brother, by the way. Very, very intelligent man. And back then, that was like my idol, that dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he was a great speaker and he was, you know, wealthy and he just made sense, everything. I had never been exposed to anything like that. And, you know, he would quote scriptures, you know, which is true. It's a commandment. Okay. A man leaves an inheritance for his children and his mm-hmm. children's children.
Yeah.
And you're right. That's why I'm elaborating on what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They think long term.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Long term. Okay. They and they keep their wealth. Okay. Amalek, Amalek, for whatever they are, right? They live in the same communities together. They help each other out. They don't like each other. I tell the story of what I was doing bodyguard work for an Amalek that was in the jewelry in the diamond district back mm-hmm. in New York City. And him and his brother started that company. They had a big falling out, and the other brother left, and he started his own company, but they still gave business to each other, but they never spoke. They never spoke.
Well,
we're not like that. Nope. We go ahead and we have a falling out. We want to shoot them, right? We don't want to talk to them anymore. You know, you got what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like what you're talking about, basically what they have, the nature that they have is more of an apex predator. That's their nature. So, basically, they'll stay out of each other's territories. But when they're in their zone, they're going to run that zone. Also, what you notice with them, with how they do business, is even if they're shady towards each other, when the winner wins, that's it. There's not going to be, like,
no retaliation. Yeah.
They succeed and go with the flow.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, though, man. Growing up, or when I was growing up, because you brought up an example, I remember that we would fight. They would have a circle,
mm-hmm.
right? It'd be Northern Kingdom against Northern Kingdom, whatever. Judah against Judah, Judah against Northern, whatever,
yeah.
right? Nobody jumped in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody made sure nobody jumped in. You fought hand-to-hand, and the best man won, and that was it.
Yep.
You shook hands, and you kept it moving. He got me today. Today you got me.
Yep.
You don't see that now. Right away, man, two people fight. Right away, everybody got to jump in. We're animals. Now, in this generation, but we're menstruous children.
Yeah.
Right? What's the scripture on that, man? In Isaiah, right?
No, it's in Second Esdras.
Second Esdras, 5:8.
You want that?
All right. Let's get it real quick. Get it real quick while Cap is doing his thing.
This is the book of Second Esdras, chapter 5 and verse 8.
This is the prophecy in the last days of what's going to happen. This is what we're seeing right now.
There shall be a confusion also in many places.
There's a confusion in many places. Okay, women, the Me Too movement, women are superior over men. Men could dress like women.
Mm-hmm.
Women could dress like men. Go ahead.
And the fire shall be off sent.
Go ahead.
And off sent out again. And the wild beasts shall change their places. And menstruous women shall bring forth monstrous children.
This is what we have nowadays, monstrous children. Now, I don't want to digress from the main topic because that's not going hand in hand with this young man. This young man on video
mm-hmm.
was seen walking with his mom and his other siblings with his book bag. Okay, and maybe the book bag hit her behind.
Right.
It's possible. It looked very crowded. Okay, but the young man at no point touched this woman's non-existent ass. Okay, she suffers from that disease. She had no ass at all.
She got the pancake butt.
Long back.
Okay, look,
a long back.
Looking like a damn hippie. Yeah, exactly. So, for those of you that don't know, okay, this young Judah brother, 9 years old.
Well, let me read the article.
Oh, you're going to read the article. Okay.
We have to report on it.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Breaking.
We should get a little news sound and stuff
breaking.
Like that, right?
Supporting life.
A 9-year-old black boy said he would not forgive the white woman who called 911 and falsely accused him of grabbing her backside at a corner store last Wednesday in New York City. WABC TV reported, "I don't forgive this woman, and she needs help." Jeremiah, I got a strong name. Jeremiah Harvey told the news station following a community meeting on Monday organized by Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams. What happened? Adams organized a meeting after a video of Teresa Klein went viral. The white woman accused the child of groping her and called the police. You know, and I was telling my wife this morning, I said, and even if little boy did grab her behind, why are you running and calling the police? The parents right there, you know what I'm saying? Like, deal with it. What are you trying to accomplish for this 9-year-old boy?
Mm-hmm. Tamir Rice.
Put him in the system.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Her son grabbed my ass, Klein can be heard saying to the 911 operator in the video posted on Facebook. If it was a FaceTime call, they would have said, "What part of your body?
You mean your back?
You mean your back?
That's why I like to say backside instead of ass."
And she, the mother, decided to yell at me. there are security cameras in this. She's lucky, like my wife said, all she did was yell at her, and she didn't freaking drag her through the store by
hey,
her freaking leprous hair.
I'm very surprised. And it would have been justified.
There are security cameras in this bodega. This is what she says on the 911 call, which was her undoing.
Mm-hmm.
You're damn right there were security cameras in the bodega, and thank the Most High that there was. Jeremiah cried while customers and his mother tried to address the situation. Corner store Caroline, that's what that is, someone said in the video. Don't cry, little man. Klein told WABC that she called the police because Jeremiah's mother had gotten aggressive with her. 2 days later, Klein returned to the store where she watched the video and discovered that her accusations against Jeremiah were false. The child's backpack had brushed up against her backside, and his hands can be seen in front of him as he walks past the woman. Young man, I don't know your name, but I'm sorry, Klein said.
Yeah, they're always sorry after the fact. They're always sorry after the fact. Okay? 60 years later, yeah. Emmett Till's accuser says she was sorry, too.
Right.
For lying.
For what?
For lying.
Destroyed a young man. Go ahead, Kat.
Her apology came too late to stop the outrage from Facebook users who have viewed the video more than 8 million times since it was uploaded by Jason Littlejohn.
Viral.
We're definitely going to make a movement out here, Littlejohn said in his Facebook. No, you're not. That's one thing I got to disagree. You ain't going to do shit.
Right.
All right. Post on Sunday, we're going to stop people. I will say people from dialing 911 unnecessarily. It's got to stop, people. We will not let this continue to happen. Yeah, if you would then say, you know, I'm going to keep the commandments, and right, because the Lord says he will even make your enemies be at peace with you.
That's right.
You want those false accusations. Listen, I'm not saying this right by any measure. I'm pissed as hell at what happened here. But, you know.
Who said they're going to do something?
Some dude probably, that was videoing it.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant it was like Lil Jon, the rapper.
No, his name is Lil Jon.
I was going to say, okay.
And I think he thinks he's Judah, right. But Lil Jon's probably a Gadite, I think, last name.
Oh, his name's actually Lil Jon.
His last name is Lil Jon, yeah. His name is Jason Lil Jon. At the community meeting, Jeremiah shared a simple but powerful message to his neighbors. Friendship is really the key.
You know what I'm saying, man? Again, couch down like a lion. Okay? Nobody's saying we don't advocate violence. Okay? But the key is you do right by the Most High God. And like Captain brought out a scripture, and there's a couple of scriptures on that. Even your enemies will be at peace with you. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. Not to mention the fact, not only did she say she was a police officer, because I saw the video, she also abusing 911. Let me tell you something. When we used to go to jobs, and it was Fugazi stuff, we would go ahead and let them have it. We would let them have it. And you can lock somebody up for misuse of 911.
Isn't that like a misuse of resources?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it falls under a misdemeanor. But if you're abusing it, yeah, because you're taking away time that from somebody that could really need police help.
Right. Can I get a script cap?
Yeah.
Give me Wisdom of Solomon 17, verse 12, because you had said earlier something that like your wife said, and it was actually a really good statement that she made about that the mother didn't do anything because when it comes down to it, we fear Esau. That's a very tough position to be put in,
mm-hmm.
and a very hard accusation being put against your child for you to not do something about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 17, verse 12.
This is the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17, verse 12. For fear is nothing else but a betraying of the succors which reason offereth.
So that's what fear is. It's nothing but a betraying of succors. The definition of succors is the assistance and support in times of hardship or distress. So here in this position that we're in hardship and distress, under these curses that God put on us, we create fear, and it's a betraying spirit that we have, and we tell ourselves, okay, this person has been set over me for whatever the case may be. We don't see it in a spiritual light, but we have that fear on us because it gives us that feeling of assistance during this time. It's nothing but a betraying spirit. That's where our people walk around, like he said, and the lying couches down and everything else. We don't have that warrior spirit because that spirit of fear has been put on us by God. That's a curse that God put that spirit on us.
Yeah. Oh, praise it. That's a heavy point. That's pretty good. I'm looking for one. Go ahead. Y'all talk. I'm looking for something. I don't even want to say if it doesn't come out.
So at the end of the day, okay, how does this relate to Emmett Till? Right, those of you that don't know Emmett Till, he was accused of whistling.
Right.
And right. I think he went mm-mm or something like that. So,
that's
supposedly.
What they accused him of.
Okay. At a white woman during the Jim Crow laws ever. Okay. And they went ahead and they tortured this young man. You could not even, he was a handsome looking young boy, man. Mm-hmm. And they tortured him, his face, and it was so destroyed that they wanted a closed coffin. And the mother said, no, we're going to leave this open so that everyone can see. And that picture always resonates in my mind. Guess what? If this was 60 years ago, yes, I said 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Not too far away. Okay. The same thing would have happened to this young man.
Yeah. And then it would have came out.
Okay.
And then for anyone that's ignorant and says, okay, well, that's 60 years ago. Guess what? This woman, she had parents and she had grandparents, and then she was taught the exact same things that they were taught back then, and that same spirit can continue today. It doesn't matter when it was. It's the same people that's producing children, teaching them the exact same things.
Exactly. And again, don't get it twisted. Give me Habakkuk about their spirit, okay? Just because they move in your neighborhoods doesn't mean that they want to kumbaya and hold hands with you. They don't like you. Their spirit is not right. When you know the Bible the way you should know it, the way we teach it according to thus saith the Lord here in Israel United in Christ, you'll understand that at the end of the day, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible's about good and good against evil, Jacob against Esau. The spirit, listen to what I'm saying, the spirit of Esau, who the world ignorantly calls Caucasian or the white man or woman, mm-hmm. okay, and Israel, who are the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. That's what the whole Bible is about,
mm-hmm.
from beginning to end, because even from the beginning, okay, spiritually, the Israelites, okay, who weren't back then in Genesis, so I want to be careful how I word this, okay, but the sons of God, okay, were the spirit of the Israelites, okay, we were his chosen. And even then, during the history of the Tower of Babel, they were nobody. They were in the trees and the mist.
They didn't even have a name.
Okay? They didn't even have a name, but they all spoke Hebrew.
That's why they said, let's go and get us a name for ourselves.
Let's go and get us a name for ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's go and show God, the one that created us, that didn't choose us, but chose the sons of God, which is the same spirit that's rolling around today, and let's go ahead and try to be like God. Like it says in 2 Thessalonians, be greater than God.
Hey, Cap, and then they flipped that thing on us, and now you got our people talking about, I am somebody. That's
no, even in the 60s, if you're right, I'm a man. They were walking around. Could you believe this? We were walking around with a sign around our neck, mm-hmm. marching, talking about, I'm a man. Really? But that's the simplicity. And you know, I'm not joking at that, okay, because that was struggle,
yeah.
all right? But the mere fact that you have to announce that you're a man when you know you're a man.
Yeah.
Not only are you a man, blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, blacks, Hispanic, and Native American women, okay, but you're God's chosen.
That's right.
So from Genesis to Revelation, it's always been a battle of good versus evil. Good being us, because we know what good is, right?
Sure.
We know what good is. What is it? According to Romans 7 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's following law, statutes, and commandments. All right, versus evil, not following the law, statutes, and commandments. Okay, Psalms 147, when it says that the laws were given in statutes only in this Bible, only to the Israelites, versus them not having no law in order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just because they move into your neighborhoods, just because they talk with you at work, trust me, they are clever. When you read Genesis, he said that it was the serpent. The serpent is talking about the spirit of Esau. It had the characteristics of a serpent, sly, slick. You won't even know he's there, and then he bites you. That's why they're moving your neighborhoods. That slickness, okay? And then they bite you like this woman did.
Right, right. They don't move in with the assumption of let me help these people. They move in to benefit themselves, and that's what the heathen always understood. That's why when the Assyrians took them out of the land, and then they put themselves, and then they were getting jacked up by the lions. They said that's because they're not keeping God's laws. So they understood, okay, as long as we keep these traditions, we'll still get blessings from the Lord.
Right.
That's why the Persian king said, hey, let them go back and build. Because
hey.
He knew that the God set him up as king.
Exactly. Again, it's since the beginning.
Even he gave honor
yes.
to God of
yeah.
Israel.
Yes. Since the beginning. Hey, even the Egyptian when Abraham, he says he was scared when he found
right.
out
right.
that
right.
Sarah was really his wife. He was right. like, why did you tell me? Are you kidding me?
Like, did
yeah.
that. Hey. Yeah.
He was like, yo, for real, man? Yeah. I'm about ready to get into her.
Yeah.
And now you're going to do this to me? Yo, they feared the Most High. Guess what? Esau fears the Most High, but they won't let you show it. Exactly. They won't show it to you. They'll make you think that they're the Most High with that one horrible, disgusting image.
Right, right. So let me bring this out. This is what I was looking for. Give me Deuteronomy 32. And let's start at 26. I'm not going to go too into that, but I'll start there. All right.
I love the 32nd chapter of this book.
It's good. Of Deuteronomio?
It's a good book. Good book.
It's a mouthful in Spanish, bro.
Oh, man.
Deuteronomio.
Deuteronomio.
Verse 26.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 26. I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men.
Right. So I start with this part because you have to remember I'm lining up that the results of what you see here, the fear we have of our oppressors, the judgment that they're able to inflict upon us, it was all a result of the curses. Going back to what? If you keep God's laws, okay, you're going to be okay, all right? He says he'll make your enemies at peace with you. So the Most High said he would scatter us into corners, right? Meaning the four corners of the earth is the term that they use. And I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Meaning what? That in these last days, the world would not know who the real Israelites are. And I'm talking about the planet Earth. So again, that you have to then ask yourself, then why are these Israelis, these Jewish people, professed and proclaimed that way if the Bible says something different, right? So go ahead, read on.
Verse 27, were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this.
We have failed, and we still fail to acknowledge that. Listen, the results of what happened with Jeremiah over there in Brooklyn, what happened with Emmett Till, all the different things, all right? I don't know if we'll have time to get to the Honduran thing. Maybe we will. We'll see how it goes, all right? All these things, all these afflictions that our people are suffering today, that your spiritual eye must be open to see and acknowledge. Don't fall for the – don't drink the Kool-Aid of the inclusion and all this other stuff. You know, the little boy was on point, but then he's like, you know, friendship is the key.
Cap, hold on a second, because you brought up something, all right? So – they accepted this Edomite woman in their neighborhood, but the Edomite woman gave the Judah brother a hard time to get in his building that he's paying rent for.
That's right.
Right.
You see the irony? They'll go ahead and stand firm for their territory, but we allow all of this to happen. And then again, you can't, what are you going to say? You're going to say, no, you can't live here? No, it is what it is. But don't be deceived by the okey-doke that they're there because they like you.
Yep.
Okay, again, we're not advocating violence, but understand that look at the two reversals on this. Okay, she's saying, I want you to prove that you live here. And he handled that very well, to be honest with you. Okay, I don't got to prove anything to you. Yeah. Who the hell are you?
How are you supposed to know that she lived there?
Okay,
they said she got fired from her job off that joint.
Yes, good,
So it said, were not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely. Unless they should say, our hand is high and the Lord have not done all this. All right? That's that presumptuous spirit. Oh, God, don't do that. It's like the Jehovah's I was dealing with yesterday. They were trying to line me up, trying to talk about that God doesn't do the evils in the world. And I said, listen. I said, then what you're saying is God's not omnipotent and omnipresent then.
Right.
What you're saying is if you're trying to put Satan up as an equal adversary to him, you're saying God's not as powerful as we know him to really be.
Right.
Right? So his hand is in everything. Read.
For they are a nation void of counsel. Neither is there any understanding in them.
He's talking about you, so-called black and Hispanic man, Native American man, all right? He's saying, we are a nation void of counsel, and there is neither any understanding in us. Why? Because we were scattered. We're scattered away from our true heritage, our true history. All right, read.
Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end.
Right? So what he's talking about is not necessarily what the latter end is as far as those who don't come to repentance and the destruction. He's saying, hey, only if you were wise and realize what I really have in store for you. There's another scripture in here. It's in Deuteronomy also. I can't remember exactly where it is. But it says, you know, I set before thee life and death. Choose 30. Life, right?
Yeah.
There's another one where he says, why would I die, O Israel? You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand what he has for us at the latter end, okay? You're here fearing these heathen that have been set over you, but not acknowledging that them being set over you is right and just, right? Because of our shortcomings. Mm-hmm. But understand where this fear comes from, and you don't have to fear them if you have the Lord standing for you. Read the next verse.
How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up?
He says, how can one white woman, mm-hmm, right, sit there and put fear on a whole store of Jakes? How could one white woman walk through a part of Brooklyn that's predominantly Jakes, that's predominantly Israel, black or Hispanic, all right? And you're going to be fearful of them. You let them come in your areas and in your neighborhoods. That's why that white woman in that video was so bold to stand there in front of that black man and be like, yo, what you this? Who you visiting here? This ain't your building.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you don't consider how. How can that be that they would see that? I'll take it back to the times of slavery. That's how you could have one slave master,
right,
over 1,000 slaves, and none of them revolted. Read.
For their rock is not as our rock.
Wait, I'm sorry. He says, accept their rock, and two put 10,000 to flight. You two heathen can quell 10,000 mm-hmm angry Israelites. Because why? They're not doing God's will, so God will not stand for them. All right? That's part of the prophecy in Deuteronomy where he says you're going to go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. Mm-hmm. Right? He says because their rock, if it wasn't that their rock had sold them and the Lord has shut them up. You have to acknowledge your offense. This is why the Most High continues to let these type of things happen to our people. Now read verse 31.
For their rock is not our rock.
For their rock is not as our rock. Meaning the heathen's gods, what the heathen focus on, okay, it's not as our rock, which is our rock being Christ. Go ahead.
Even our enemies themselves being judges.
It says, even our enemies themselves being judges. You have to make Christ your rock and your foundation. And this is why we are judged of the other nations. Even meaning, indeed, our enemies have become our judges, because God said we're unfit to judge our own selves. You read that in the New Testament. Paul says you run to the law versus yourself, right? He says, are you unfit to judge the smallest of matters? And you're supposed to be your latter end. It's supposed to be that you're supposed to rule over these powerful mm-hmm nations,
yep,
that are powerful in this present time. But you don't consider that it's because of your shortcomings. These are the afflictions and the times that we live in. These little things. Listen, and this might not be everybody's individual experience, but understand, this is happening far more than what you actually see reported. And we live in a day where stuff is really prevalent. It wasn't the media that reported that white woman mm-hmm blocking the brother from his apartment. He happened to put a video up. And since it got so many views, it went viral. Mm-hmm. That's when the media jumped on it.
Yep.
This stuff is not new in the earth. It's just being made more pronounced. It's being brought to our people's attention. And the Lord means it for good. He's trying to show you, because for too long you've been running around drinking this Kool-Aid and thinking that, falling for the illusion of inclusion. Mm-hmm. And you are not included. This is why they're pushing you out of your neighborhoods. They're pricing you out of certain things. We continue to, as a people, seek equality and seek acceptance from them. You even got some brothers in this troop. This is why they get all happy when they see an Edomite talk about, hey, look, this Edomite saying that they know we're Israel. As if that is validation for you.
I don't care.
The scriptures say, let this bear witness.
That's right.
And we are the children of God. The Spirit beareth witness that we are the children of the Most High. And you need to search and seek these scriptures to bring you to that level of understanding.
If a heathen comes to me and tells me, hey, you know what? I see your fringes, and I agree. You're the children of Israel. I'm going to say, I know. yes, you're right. I know. Thanks.
Hey, I actually like it a little bit more when Hamites say it. Only because, like, when I first came in, you know, I was into that whole Hebrew Kemet debate and stuff. So, like, seeing Hamites acknowledge you as Israel, knowing that what they did to us, is like, I'm looking for the Kemet person, like, hey, you see this?
Oh, man. You know, and I was just thinking, I want to read a little bit about Emmett Till, because I don't think a lot of people, maybe a lot of people don't know, right? So I'm just going to read, like, the first, like, four paragraphs here so people can understand what really happened here, right? Emmett Lewis Till, July 25th, 41, August 28th, 1955. So he died at the age of 14. was murdered at the age of 14, I should say, was a young African-American who was lynched in Mississippi in 1955 at the age of 14. And just, again, I like to bring the sense to everything. We have a visual when we say lynch, but the definition of lynching is the practice of murder.
Right.
Make no mistake about it. It's the practice of murder by a group by extrajudicial action, meaning operating outside of the law. Lynching in the United States rose in number after the American Civil War in the late 1800s, following the emancipation of slaves. They declined in the 1920s, but have continued to take place into the 21st century, meaning you still see lynchings today.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of times this stuff. That's why you'll see, like, sometimes something will come out, they'll find a boy hanged or something like that. This stuff still goes on. So after being accused of offending a white woman in her family's grocery store, the brutality of his murder and the fact that his killers were acquitted, they hold themselves not guilty. The fact that his killers were acquitted drew attention to the long history of violent persecution of African Americans in the United States. Till posthumously. Became an icon of the civil rights movement. Till was born and raised in Chicago. During summer vacation in August 1955,
mm-hmm.
It's not so long ago, 1955, he was visiting relatives near Moni in the Mississippi Delta region. He spoke to 21-year-old Carolyn Bryant, the white married proprietor of a small grocery store there. Although what happened at the store is a matter of dispute, Till was accused of flirting with or whistling at Bryant. In 1955, Carolyn Bryant had testified Till made physical and verbal advances. The jury did not hear Bryant's testimony due to the judge ruling it inadmissible. Decades later, Bryant disclosed that she had fabricated part of the testimony regarding her interaction with Till, specifically the portion where she accused Till of grabbing her waist and uttering obscenities. That part's not true, Bryant stated in a 2008 interview with historian Timothy Tyson. And it's creepy because, you know, this brother, thank God for surveillance and camera phones, because who knows what this white woman would have said when he walked past her, because he didn't really push her, right? He just, right? He kind of just, listen, I'm coming through, you know, you want to try to push me, fight me back, whatever, I'm coming through. Well, she could have been like, yo, he assaulted me in the hall, he did this, he did that, or whatever, right? And I think towards the end, she was just trying to get some rod, but the way she looked, she started, but I want to know where you live now. You're my neighbor, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so it says, Till's interaction with Bryant, perhaps unwittingly, violated the strictures of conduct for an African-American male interacting with a white woman in the Jim Crow era South. Several nights after the store incident, Bryant's husband, Roy, and his half-brother, J.W. Millam, went armed to Till's great-uncle's house and abducted the boy. So they kidnapped him. They took him away and beat and mutilated him before shooting him in the head and sinking his body in the Tallahatchie River. 3 days later, Till's body was discovered and retrieved from the river. Till's body was returned to Chicago, where his mother insisted on a public funeral service with an open casket. And this is where you see, like, if you look the pictures up,
mm-hmm.
you see the mutilation that was done mm-hmm. to this poor boy. He said the open coffin funeral held by Mamie Till Bradley exposed the world to more than her son and met Till's bloated, mutilated body. Her decision focused attention not only on U.S. racism and the barbarism of lynching, but also on the limitations and vulnerabilities of American democracy. That's a nice way to say that the laws and stuff of this land is not for you.
Right.
The limitations and vulnerabilities mean in white people's eyes, we will always be guilty until proven innocent,
mm-hmm.
not the other way around that they put that thing in there. All right. That's always what it is. Guilty until proven innocent. That's right. You should put a picture of a black or Hispanic next to that.
Or guilty until proven guilty.
Or guilty until we formalize the guiltiness.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's not proven. I'm not saying they ain't wicked Negroes out there. We know that for a fact.
Yeah.
All right. But the system is set up and designed against us. It says tens of thousands attended his funeral or viewed his open casket, and images of his mutilated body were published in black-oriented magazines and newspapers, rallying popular black support and white sympathy across the U.S. Intense scrutiny was brought to bear on the lack of black civil rights in Mississippi, with newspapers around the U.S. critical of the state. And, you know, man, you want to know what's wild about this? When you got the whole Sodom movement trying to compare their thing so that they could freaking screw each other and marry each other and then talk about that it's similar to the civil rights struggle, you're out of your damn mind.
Right.
Because you've been able to run around and suck rod and munch carpet all you want. Right? You know, you have your venues, your public places, and nobody's busting in there freaking lynching y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk about isolated incidents where people getting beat up and killed over the homosexual stuff, whatever. All right.
If anything, it's the exact opposite, because we can't go to those events and say things because they have rights to protect them.
Well, now they do. They're trying to say that prior to that they didn't, right? It was all taboo in the 80s and 90s. And if you think about it, listen, the reality is it wasn't as taboo as people make it out to be.
Right.
It was very acceptable so long as it wasn't public.
Exactly.
It's ever been acceptable amongst the heathen,
mm-hmm,
as long as it wasn't public. Right. And then obviously in the Greek and Roman era, it was actually, you know, it was kind of the unspoken. Actually, the Greeks, it was just like, hey, yeah, you got your wife, and when you travel, you have your little boys. You know, that's what they went to the bathhouses and stuff for. You see that displayed in the movie Alexander, mm-hmm, right? So it says, let's see, where am I? Although initially local newspapers and law enforcement officials decried the violence against Till and called for justice, they responded to national criticism by defending Mississippians, temporarily giving support to the killers. In September 1955, Bryan and Millam were acquitted by an all-white jury of Till's kidnapping and murder. Protected against double jeopardy, the two men publicly admitted in a 1956 interview with Look magazine that they had killed Till.
Damn.
And see, that's the thing that bothers me right there. There's two things that bother me about this whole situation. My dad is from that area where Emmett Till got killed. My dad was born the day before Emmett Till. My dad is one day older than Emmett Till in Babylonian sense. That could have been my father, which would mean that I wouldn't be here right now. That's the kind of stuff that bothers me about that. And then also about that whole little gay is the new black thing. I've never seen or heard any case of someone getting off for murder and you know outright is because they just murdered a gay person.
Mm-hmm.
We got countless cases where we know that these people were only getting off because it was black people that they did this to. Because if that same thing would happen to some little white boy, those dudes would have been under the jail immediately, labeled as vehement dogs that they are, but they would have never seen the light of day ever.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It says Till's murder was seen as a catalyst for the next phase of the civil rights movement. In December 1955, the Montgomery bus boycott began in Alabama and lasted more than a year, resulting eventually in a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that segregated buses were unconstitutional. According to a historian, events surrounding Emmett Till's life and death continue to resonate. Some writers have suggested that almost every story about Mississippi returns to Till or the Delta region in which he died in some spiritual homing way. And a Emmett Till Memorial Commission was established in the early 21st century. The Summer County Courthouse was restored and includes the Emmett Till Interpretive Center. 51 sites in the Mississippi Delta are memorialized as associated with Till. And I guarantee you that a lot of them people down there, they ain't happy that he has things memorialized about
Hell
him.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no. They ain't happy about Martin Luther King's statue or nothing like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And real quick, I just want to go over the admission. So it says, in 2017, author Timothy Tyson released details of a 2008 interview with Carolyn Bryant, that's his accuser, during which she disclosed that she had fabricated the most sensational part of her testimony. Tyson said during the interview, Bryant retracted her testimony that Till had grabbed her around her waist and uttered obscenity, saying that part's not true. The jury did not hear Bryant testify. The judge ruled it inadmissible, but the court spectators heard it. Yeah, so you know how that is. They'll let us speak, and they'll be like, that's inadmissible, but you're already tainted by what you heard. You know?
Strike that from the record.
So it'll be struck from the record, but not from your minds once you've heard it. And listen, if that part wasn't true, then how much of it was really all true then?
Ready,
none of it.
She's going to sit there and say, oh, it's just the most... Yo, even in her old age, as she was about to freaking croak, she couldn't just come out and tell the whole truth.
Right.
She figured, oh, a little bit of admission might absolve me some.
Because they do a diligent search and they think about the future. She was thinking standing up for her people.
Yeah.
So wait. It says the defense wanted Bryant's testimony as evidence for a possible appeal in the case of a conviction. In the 2008 interview, the 72-year-old Bryant says she could not remember the rest of the events that occurred between her and Till in the grocery store. She also said nothing that boy did could ever justify what happened to him. Tyson said that Roy Bryant had been verbally abusive toward Carolyn, and it was clear she was frightened of her husband. Bryant described Millam as domineering and brutal and not a kind man. So they're trying to say that the husband was probably stressed her into doing that shit.
No, because let me tell you something, man. Edomite women are more evil, my opinion, than Edomite man.
Yeah. So it says this admission is a reminder of how black lives were sacrificed to white lies in places like Mississippi. It also raises anew the question of why no one was brought to justice in the most notorious racially motivated murder of the 20th century, despite an extensive investigation by the FBI. The New York Times quoted Wheeler Parker, a cousin of Till's, who said, "I was hoping that one day she would admit it. So it matters to me that she did, and it gives me some satisfaction. It's important to people understanding how the world, how the word of a white person against a black person was law. And a lot of black people lost their lives because of it. It really speaks to history. It shows what black people went." I'm going to tell you a correction. Maybe that little boy, right, in these times was not going to get lynched, mm-hmm. but he would have been put into the system.
Right. Exactly. That's lynching. Might as well be. You're dead.
Yeah.
Because your rights are taken. So you're not a person. And it's all part of the systemization of keeping us, again, at the end of the day, right, it's all part of the curses, right?
Yes, sir.
For us not following those statutes of the commandments, but that's the system. Once you're in that system, bro, it's a wrap.
It says supposedly Congress in March 2018, the U.S. Department of Justice said it's reopening the investigation into his death to unspecified new information.
I mean,
But yeah, exactly.
For what?
Those guys lived their lives. They freaking, right. You know, they're the top of the food chain, right? This is their world. They got to live. They're dead now, probably. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to say when they're dead, oh, okay, yeah, they were guilty. Because they admitted it, though. So what's it matter? What's it matter?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's,
exactly.
Bro, that's part of the crafty illusion. Oh, justice was served. No, justice wasn't served.
No, justice should have been served back then.
Justice should have been that they should have freaking got hung and killed.
Mm-hmm.
More than that, man. What they did,
but notice the similarities. He grabbed her waist. He said, "This one said he grabbed her up behind."
Yeah, it's always that.
That's
one.
Why I said shades of a Met too, bro. It's heavy. It's heavy. You know, we got like maybe another 5 minutes on here. Oh no,
God,
so we get
flames,
situated.
Man. Flames.
No, it does. It. It's that righteous indignation.
Right. We didn't get to jump on the Honduran caravan thing, but we'll see because they're still making their way up. Man, I had a decent article on it too, man, and it talks about, like one guy's with his family. He says he left because the gangs there were trying to charge him $83 a month in protection money, and he only makes $450.
Damn.
He said, like, you know, the cops can't do nothing. He can't do nothing.
That's the MS-13.
It's 4,000 people, right?
It's like 4,000 people. They said they do it like that. Like that, the caravan's not a new thing, but this is one of the largest.
Mm-hmm.
They said there was one last year. It was like 1,000 of them. And they got to the Guatemala-Mexico border. And some of them tried to push through. So Mexico gave some of them asylum. Some were able to put applications. Because that's really what it is. They're refugees,
mm-hmm.
right? What they're leaving and what's going on there with a destabilized government and everything like that. Is refugee status. The ones with passports and visas, they said it's a small percentage. They just let them through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got people there. And, you know, I feel bad for them. I mean, certainly it's better than what they got going on in Honduras. But, you know, some of them are talking about, no, you know, I'm going to the United States. I'll do whatever job they want me to do. I'll pick up garbage or whatever, which is the mentality, right? And they'll come and they'll do the jobs that we don't want to do,
mm-hmm.
right? They're talking about they're coming and taking jobs and benefits and stuff like that. But, you know, you like when you hire them to remodel your house
right.
and do your landscaping,
right?
Right, and cook your food in your favorite Italian
take care
restaurant.
Of your kids.
right. And take care of your kids and clean right. your house and clean your store and fix your car. Right, then it's all right for all of that. Then they're not hardworking. Now they're criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because the whole vibe of that it's criminals coming over here. The criminals come over here regardless. It's not those people mixed in there. They're going to find their way in. They got their tunnels.
Yep. Exactly.
They yep. landing on their secret airstrips and all that other stuff like that.
Yeah, the Most High will make their way, man. It's all in the Most High's hands.
The
man.
Worms.
What do you mean the worms? What are you talking about?
In Jeremiah.
I got you.
With the caterpillars?
Yes, yeah. The caterpillars. I said yeah. The worms. Was that like
yeah.
some...
Caterpillars.
Are you talking about your hair?
The worms.
Yeah, man,
I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. It's the Sabbath.
We almost made it.
The atonement. I know, man. Gosh, where did that come from?
The devil.
Wow.
I'll tell you where it came from. It came from Happy Shalom.
Happy Shalom.
It came from you just sporting the hairstyle.
Hey, Cap. I love y'all too.
Shabbat. Whenever he messes with you, just go Shabbat, Cap.
I can't do it.
Just go Shabbat. Why? You're telling him the Sabbath. Yeah, I know he'd be wanting to.
I do. but I got a
man. It was you who said El DeBarge is with us, right?
That was, but see, that's what I'm saying. See, this how it worked out.
Yeah, it was.
This how it worked, though. Hypocrite. Because, no, because, like
damn,
I said,
hypocrite.
Like I said, I gave like
and so that's
years.
The show for this week.
It'd be like a
turn
comedy
his mic
print.
Turn his mic. What color is this mic? Turn that down. Turn
you're
that
fighting
down.
In the background?
Turn that down. Turn that down. Yeah, we had a little bit of a shortened show, and then we had to cut the feed. Just technical difficulties. It's the hairstyle. Messed us up.
We just going to blame it on the black guy, huh?
Wow. We all black, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's black like this.
Yeah, black like this.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. He's caramel.
Yeah, man, we're all Northern Kingdom here, bro.
We're all Northern Kingdom. Relax, brother.
Even if I was Northern Kingdom, I'm darker Northern Kingdom. I'm that dorky.
So what?
I'm that Northern Kingdom they want to hide.
So what? That don't mean nothing. We all bonded by the curses.
We
there
are
go.
Bonded
there
by the
go.
Curses.
We are bonded by the curses.
Esau separates us by the colors.
Hey,
he sure did.
Hey, okay. He's
bonded by curses, separated by colors. That's a class topic.
Colors. Hey, anyway, that's the show this week. Lord's will, we'll be on next week. Actually, we'll probably be able to take the show on the road.
That's right. That's right.
I won't say where we are, but we'll be on the road next week. We could probably do the show on the road. You know, we can even have him call in. He could co-host. So we can do his arsenal.
He was looking to sleep in when you said we'll take the show on the
I
road.
I know. He got happy, right? You know, other brothers would be
I
like, damn. Other brothers would be like, damn, I wanted to do the show. He was like, oh, I don't got to do the show next week? That's what's up. You know why? All this. This stuff makes him nervous. Two computers, this board, what the hell are all these things for? he couldn't even figure out how to download some pictures last night.
Nah, because they you did.
They want me to change my password. I don't want to change my password. Bro, let me tell you, man, I used to work with like funny, senior bro. Citizens, bro, when I used to work at the bank. And bro, that's the same thing. Like when he be saying that stuff, that's why it's so hilarious to me, because I'm like, yo, that's how the 80-year-old decrepits would be, bro. I don't want to do it this way. I like it this way. I like my rice mashed up so that I can chew it.
For the record, I don't talk like that when I say it.
No, that's exactly how you talk when he says it.
Yeah, so again, that was this week's show.
It was this week's show.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
All right. This is Native Latin Black Lords History Show. Signing off.
Hey, shalom.
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 Happy shalom.